This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bad respiratory season is showing signs of easing after hitting Colorado hard. COVID-19 case counts are going down, although they remain high. Dr. Rachel Herlihy, the state epidemiologist, says COVID-19 hospitalizations fell by more than 50 last week.
We have seen a nice steady decrease in hospitalizations due to COVID-19 recently.
The number of people in the hospital with the flu is still high compared to previous flu seasons. Denver will likely hang on to its status as a burgeoning tech hub. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports that's despite recent tech layoffs in the state.
Denver ranked third in high-tech job growth in the U.S. in 2020 and 2021, behind Austin and Seattle, according to real estate services firm CBRE. They say Denver is well positioned to keep attracting tech talent at companies that are looking to expand outside of traditional tech hubs. According to CBRE, office rents in downtown Denver were up this year compared to 2020, in contrast to big tech hubs like San Francisco, where rents are down. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
There's a new robotics operation northwest of Denver. AMP Robotics has opened a new headquarters and manufacturing plant in Louisville. CPR Sam Brash reports the company builds sorting machines for recycling facilities.
Demand for those products has grown as more cities move to single-stream recycling. AMP's machines rely on robotic arms and artificial intelligence to separate plastic, metal, paper, and other waste materials. The new 84,000-square-foot facility houses the company's main offices, along with manufacturing and production operations. About 200 people already work there, and the company plans to hire more after raising more than $90 million to build hundreds of new recycling robots. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.